That was Golden Boy with Miss Kitten. The track was called Rippin' Kitten. It's a nice banger for a Friday morning. We have got a $100 voucher to use at Stolen Girlfriend Club's sample sale, which is happening on the 22nd and 23rd of June at their Ponsonby location, which is 51 McElvey Street. If that sounds like you, which if you'd like $100 to spend at that, then give us a text right now with your BFM B card number and put stolen. Or
should we do a call this time around?
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Give us a call on 309-3879. I thought we were going to do it in unison.
Yeah. I wish
309-3879.
Harmoniously.
If you would like a $100 voucher to use at Stolen Girlfriend Club, that's great. That's a good gift.
Glorious.
This is the War on Drugs, Under the Pressure. This is the War on Drugs, Under the Pressure. Good driving music, I reckon. Congratulations to Jamie, who won the Stolen Girlfriends Club voucher. Always pays to be quick on the phone there. We got a few calls, but Jamie snuck in there first.
suggestion box is open. Text in your final call now.
Plenty more opportunities to go in the draw to win things, though, on BFM this morning. If you would like to go in the draw to win a Yui Boom, thanks to Orcon, then text us your final call suggestion. What would you like to hear at the end of the show? 5395 is the text number, and you've got to have a B card. If we pick your song, you will go in the draw to win the Yui Boom, but you'll also be put on our Spotify playlist. We'll put your pick on our final call Spotify playlist. We've had some good ones in the last couple of days. It's also gloriously sunny right now, so that's the kind of vibe I'm in this morning. If you feel like picking a sunny tune, that might be my hot tip for the day.
BFM News.
Ata Maria, good morning. Ko Harry Willis, tokonua, ko te iwa karaka. It's 9 o'clock. Approximately half of the nation's landlords are expected to be caught out for failing to insulate rental properties by July 1st. The Healthy Homes Initiative Bill requires landlords to ensure properties are adequately insulated or risk fines of up to $4,000. Despite being aware of changes to regulations for over 4 years, many landlords have neglected their responsibility to improve property conditions, resulting in a spike in calls to insulation fitters throughout June. With the industry beyond capacity, Anne Fletcher of Auckland Insulation warns landlords that they can't ring a company the last week of June and think that you can get a job installed in a week. New Zealand High Seas Group has been revealed to be lobbying against seabed protection. They are opposing the Move On rule, which came into effect in April, limiting how much coral bycatch is allowed in a particular area. While this is in place, Jeff Key from Forest and Bird wants to see a pledge made by these companies to try and have zero bycatch. The group says that Forest and Bird has no scientific evidence to back up these views. However, Key says that this is rubbish. Authorities have shut some government offices in Hong Kong's financial district after the worst violence the city has seen in decades. Activists in the tens of thousands filled streets on Wednesday around government buildings, attempting to prevent the second reading of a bill that would allow extradition to mainland China. Police responded by firing tear gas and rubber bullets into crowds, injuring 72 people. The spin-off's Alex Bray interestingly highlighted that after translating a Chinese New Zealand Herald story on Google, readers are told the people of Hong Kong from all walks of life support the extradition law. Bray notes that this could be a bad translation or something to do with Chinese language media being encouraged by Beijing to promote Chinese government's line. The reading of the bill has been postponed for now. The US Office of Special Counsel has recommended White House aide Kellyanne Conway be removed from office because of repeated Hatch Act violations. The Hatch Act is a 1939 law enforced by the Special Counsel that requires government activities to be nonpartisan. The office wrote in a letter addressed to Trump that while the president and vice president are exempt from the act, employees are not. Kellyanne Conway has been found to breach the act on several occasions by disparaging Democratic presidential candidates while speaking in official capacity. And that's the news.
A 95 BFM weather update.
Ane nā tohu huareri mō tēnei rā. Your weather forecast for today looking like the morning fog has dispersed, so we're looking forward to some fine spells with possibly some isolated evening showers. Southwesterly winds today. High of 17 and low this evening will be 12. Our sunrise this morning was 32 minutes past 7 and sunset tonight will be 11 minutes past 5. Your outlook for the weekend, Saturday will be mostly cloudy with showers developing, and Sunday will be mostly fine with sunny periods, but a chance of a shower. And that's weather.
That was a 95 BFM weather update, thanks to climate change.
It's the 95 BFM Surf Report, thanks to ProGear Professional Photographics.
And then ahuatanga o Tangaroa I tēnei rā, your surf report for today. Ke te tai rāwhiti on the east coast, a 1 to 2 foot east-northeasterly swell with fresh southwesterly offshore winds. Low tide 10:30 this morning, high tide just before 5 o'clock tonight. It's a score of 4 out of 10. Ke te tai Hawauru on the west coast, a 3 to 4 foot plus southwesterly swell with fresh southwesterly onshore winds. High tide will be just before, sorry, was just before 7 o'clock this morning, and low tide just before 1:15 this afternoon. It's a score of 2 out of 10. Your outlook for the weekend, the east coast has a further small lift and swell on Saturday morning with fresh offshore winds and a fading swell in the afternoon going flat Sunday. And the west coast is onshore this weekend with a slowly building swell set to pulse early next week with winds looking to turn further south. And that's your news, surf and weather. I am Harry, thanks to Sam for your help writing this morning. The time now, though, is 2 minutes past nine.
Kia ora, Harry. Thank you, Sam.
Yes, have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. Enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah.
We're going to play Young Fathers now. Keep your final call texts coming in, 5395, something for a sunny morning. would be good. This is WOW. This is Young Fathers with WOW. It's off the Coco Sugar album, one of my favourite albums from 2018. Someone's also just texted to say there's still shitloads of fog around, probably just a little clear spot where you are. The sun's always shining over BFM. So you can pick a foggy song if you'd like a foggy song for your final call. I'll take that as well. This is Tyler the Creator with Igor's theme. Good space noises there. That was Igor's Theme by Tyler, the Creator. Lots of good final call suggestions coming in. There's definitely like the people who've got the sun and the people who are still stuck in the fog. I can tell who's who from what songs you're texting in this morning.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Zoe Larson coming. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
I just want people to know that Zoe just bowed.
Zoe's bowing.
Yeah. Well done,
hi,
Zoe.
Well done.
Thank you.
Great
you
performance.
You can hide it from the listeners, but we'll always tell
we'll
them
always
what's happening.
Out, yeah. little bow.
How are you, Zoe?
I'm pretty good.
Pretty good.
Thanks for having me on the sunny/misty morn.
Yes, depending where you are in Tamaki.
Yeah.
Also, thanks for coming up in the throes of exam season as well.
Oh, my pleasure. It's
we know the struggle.
My pleasure. Get me away from study.
Honestly, yes. Aid my procrastination.
When's your first exam?
Monday.
Good luck, Zoe.
Shout out to everybody who's studying at the moment. It's not a fun time of the year.
It's not fun, but we'll get it done.
Exactly.
Oh, is that a rhyme?
Think so.
Yeah.
Good bumper sticker.
All right.
All right, what is happening in the theatre?
All the theatre that I'm not going to because of exams, but I wish I could because tonight at Basement there is an amazing show on called Maniac on the Dance Floor.
Oh, I've heard about this.
Which is going to be an extravaganza of comedy and dancing and lip syncing, and it's about one woman's journey and with bipolar disorder, and so it's going to be a huge rave, but also a story about
mental health
and recovery.
Cool.
Which sounds really fun and really nice. It is in Basement Studio though, which isn't wheelchair accessible, unfortunately.
Okay. That's the upstairs bit, eh?
Tis.
All right.
Tis
it's quite
indeed.
A good wee spot though, if you can make it up there.
Yes. And it is on tonight at 6:30 PM and also tomorrow at 6:30 PM as well.
Fantastic.
Tickets
from Basement.
Basement tickets.
$20.
Oh,
that's so cheap.
Get amongst it. What else is happening?
Kitchen Table Session, which is also at Basement, and it's a new live talk show hosted by Kate Barnes.
Okay.
And that is at 7 PM tonight, and tickets are $24 to $30. And basically each night there are going to be three special guests, New Zealand celebrities, and they all will make a dish to share with you, the audience.
I heard about this.
Yes.
I think I saw it on Instagram.
Theatre potluck.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
what
so
a concept.
Live cooking, live music.
Live cooking.
Mm-hmm. And so tonight, if you want to go, it's tonight and tomorrow. Tonight the panelists are David Farrier.
Oh, very cool.
So the panelists, the people that are cooking for you?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know. I assume they're cooking there.
Yeah.
But whatever happens, they'll all have a dish and
there'll be some
they will
food.
Share
it'll
it with
dishy.
You.
Sorry.
So David Farrier is the first one. Who are the others?
Pax Asadi, who is a comedian. David Farrier, obviously, journalist, dark tourist, and Lips, a Kiwi band, which
fantastic.
Will be awesome. And tomorrow, if you want to head along, there is Ray Shipley.
Nice.
Claire Chittum, who you may remember from Shorty or Outrageous Fortune.
Good stuff.
And Lips as well. They're
so,
back.
Cool.
Fantastic.
So
that
that's
sounds
kind
great.
Of good. Like, if you go tomorrow night, they've had, like, a night of experience of cooking and then therefore might be better.
You could go today
cooking.
And tomorrow.
You could go to both and get like, you know, two different courses.
And how much
something.
Is that one?
$24 to $30.
That's all right.
At 7 PM.
Wait, and you get a meal?
The meal
that's
is
so
included.
Cheap.
I know.
Amazing. A show and a meal for that kind of price.
I like that. That's how you can sell a ticket to me. Is tell me there's gonna be food.
Get some food. Comedian food.
Anything else you can point us in the direction of?
Yes. Also on tonight, not at Basement, but at the Pitt Street Theatre is a show called Sexy Buddha.
Ooh, okay.
Which is at 8 PM. And basically it's a two-person show. One is a Buddhist nun who was working at a bar and she wants to tell this... Oh, no. Wait, no. A Buddhist nun comes into the bar.
Oh, got you. Okay.
And the world's most cynical bartender is bartending. And basically, it's their conversation together.
It does sound like the start of a classic, you know, someone walks into a bar joke. You
yes.
know, which I kind of, you know, I rate those as well. So that's at the Pitt Street Theatre.
It is. And it's 50 minutes of comedy.
Fantastic.
Which will be a nice, chill evening. And New Zealand Herald has... said it's life affirming.
Oh, that's nice.
Life affirming.
That's
very
a
good.
Huge call.
It is a huge call. Well, three good things you can go and check out. Quickly remind us of the names again.
Maniac on the Dance Floor. basement, kitchen table session, basement, and sexy Buddha at Pitt Street Theatre.
Fantastic. And what is your exam on Monday?
New Zealand politics, baby.
Oh, good one. Which, good subject. Sometimes. Important subject.
Indeed.
Well, good luck, Zoe, and thank you for bringing us those this morning. Have
a nice
weekend studying. You know, studying.
Yeah. It'll be great. It'll be fun.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson Cumming, brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Thank you very much, Zoe. A little personal claps going on there. We're going to play some Amel and the Sniffers now from Australia. This is Angel off their new album. Aussie punks, Amel and the Sniffers there. That track is called Angel. It's off their self-titled debut album that came out about 2 or 3 weeks ago now. It's a good one. Go check it out if you are into that.
95 BFM presents Justin Towns Earl, August 23rd at the Tuning Fork. New album The Saint of Lost Cause is out now. Don't miss this intimate solo performance from a true Americana heavyweight. Help, I am seen right back. Justin Towns Earl, August 23rd at the Tuning Fork. Get your tickets now from Ticketmaster.
You're wrecking that coffee.
Yeah, temper clockwise.
What? No, just force it. Shit.
Excuse me. Speaking as the 2015 Northland Barista Champion, all of you are quite wrong.
Get the good word on coffee making from the best in the biz. Altura Coffee Company's new website is packed with goodies, including barista courses so you can finally barista brag. Buy great coffee, take some courses, and use the code BFM to get 10% off online coffee orders. All at alturacoffee.co.nz. Find Altura.